This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An international research team of geoscientists and geographers recently made a remarkable find in Lithuania. It's a 100-foot tunnel dug mostly by hand at night by enslaved Jewish prisoners who were anticipating their execution 72 years ago during the Holocaust. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire geography professor Harry Joel and four of his students used ground-penetrating radar to find the passageway so as not to disturb this massive burial pit where up to 100,000 people were killed, bodies dumped or burned during the Holocaust. Harry Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot for your interest.
So you're recently back from Lithuania, and your technology was successful in locating this escape tunnel almost right away, I understand. How did you do it?
Well, we're part of a larger collaborative team, international team, that's been working 20 years at different sites. In this particular case, we used electrical resistivity tomography, locating a 360 degrees around a burial pit. And by putting those electrical pulses into the ground, we're able to pinpoint some areas that were different than the local area. It's all sandy in that area. We came, located that area, and using ground-penetrating radar to try to do a 3D imaging of those locations, and we're still processing those data sets.
So tell me about this tunnel. You know, what size is it, and what would these 80 prisoners do to get through it? Would they be crawling?
They are living in dorm-like conditions in one of these large pits. And you'd have a Nazi guard looking down on them as they were sleeping in the evening. And what they had to do is they had to dig down out of the pit because there was walls around it. And using spoons and cups and things like this that they either would have had or would have found on the bodies that they were burning, they would take those and dig at night in a very quiet time period. It was very dark. And you had this engineer who said, you know, we can do this. But essentially, the largest they could go was about 60 centimeters by 70 centimeters. So that's roughly about 1.5 to 2 feet, just enough to get a body through. And so it must have been very claustrophobic.
Mm. What is the terrain like where this tunnel ends? And what would the prisoners see when they emerged?
So essentially, they were trying to get to a low point that because they were going in and out in shackles to where they were bringing up the bodies and burying them. And they were known as the Burning Brigade. And so they looked for lower sites at that area where they could come out of on the tunnel. And again, this tunnel's 100 feet long, so you got to do a lot of engineering and figure out where this was going. And it was supposed to be a lower area so that when they were coming out at the darkest night of April that they were planning for, and then sneak off or crawl through.
And so of the 80 prisoners, just a dozen are able to escape through this passageway. Do we know if they all made it through the tunnel?
Well, we knew based on reports from the 11 that did survive the war. We know that 40 basically made it out, and there was some noise. It was picked up, and then the shooting started. And so we know out of those 40, 12 escaped, and 11 survived and made it to the partisans. We also know from the reports that have been released now that there are the survivors' kids or grandchildren who have documentation of some of these, and we're working through those right now.
Yeah, and how important were these stories, these firsthand accounts of this tunnel? Was that helpful to you and your team trying to locate it?
It was very helpful because in the Holocaust issues, a lot of these are firsthand accounts or written accounts that people have written, and some of these aren't published yet. But they directed us to where the tunnel, how they started digging the tunnel, that there was collapse, that they had to use wood to try to shore up the sand tunnel as it was going through, how they escaped. The tunnel did take a little dog leg, and we had various different stories of why that potentially occurred. You know, everything from that they encountered bodies that were buried in the sand to that they wanted to get to this lower area when they were coming in and out. And so we're working through all these pieces of textual information and discussions that are happening, and we're trying to use science now because we know that in the next 10 to 15 years, the Holocaust survivors are going to have passed away.
And what was that feeling like, that emotional feeling that passed through you when you realized, you looked at your equipment, and there you were, you realized you had found the tunnel. It was there underneath your feet.
You realize as you're at that site, 100,000 people were killed underneath your feet. And then they were burned because as the Soviets were coming, the Nazis realized that they were going to lose the war and wanted to burn all the evidence of the war crimes, of killing all these individuals individually. And so you have this moment or this continual thing of the horror that happened, that how in human history all these people could be killed. But also we can flip that and take a look at that. This is hope, this is passion, people wanting to survive in the midst of this horror that's going on. And I think what we have to do is pass this along and saying, you know, there is hope. And these survivors that came out of this said, yeah, we did get out, we survived, and we're going to tell our story.
And Harry Joel, what will happen to this tunnel? Will Lithuania do anything to protect it or preserve it?
We pass this information on to the Jewish Museum at those sites. We pass this information on to the local archaeologists, and it's their decision on what to do with this. And they're looking at doing an archaeological dig and to show where the tunnel is and potentially put a glass plate over top of it to provide the evidence that here's another story of the horror and the hope that visitors who come to the site can see.
And you've brought a student with you today, James Erickson, a senior geography major from Webster, Wisconsin. And so what was this experience like for you to work on a mapping project of this magnitude, the Holocaust, and then find what you're looking for?
Well, to be honest, the first few days at this site, it was just like any other project, setting up a survey grid and then using the equipment to collect data. It wasn't until we were there for a couple of days where I really started to see the significance of our work. With ground-penetrating radar, we run lines back and forth across this 40-meter by 40-meter grid, and like on the edges of the grid, there was nothing. The ground was normal, but then when we started to get towards the center, I could see it on the computer screen, the machine's just beeping along, and normal ground, and then suddenly the soil underneath is disturbed, and it's just like right there in front of me. It's like I'm literally walking over top of a site of a massacre. So it's a little bit of an emotional experience there, I suppose.
And I want to ask you, Harry Joel, has mapping this escape tunnel informed you in any way?
We're building a science to try to deal with issues such as the Holocaust. And every time we get out in the field doing this, you have a new group of students, a new group of projects that you got to solve. And this one is very significant. Using science and trying to get into this human history and trying to say, okay, these things did happen. What can we do together to try to solve problems in the future and continue that?
Well, Harry Joel and James Erickson, thank you both so much for sharing this discovery.
Thank you for your interest.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the work of Professor Harry Joel, his students, and the international research team will be part of a documentary being produced by the PBS science series NOVA. It's slated for broadcast sometime next year. Joel's work was funded through the International Fellows Program at UW-Eau Claire.